our mess.
We just broke the glass ceiling.
It's the Ladies Room with Colleen on Star 102.5.
Oh, we do the Ladies Room on Thursdays. I throw out a bunch of topics for us ladies to discuss. And joining us this morning, we have Sarah and Hannah, local comedians.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Back on with us again. Now, you guys are doing something new, this Brunch with Basics.
Brunch with the basics.
I like it.
The Basics.
I like it. So what is that? What is that?
It's a brunch comedy show that we kind of put together one day because we were like, where can we get free brunch?
We wanted to put together something that was like unique to the Des Moines comedy scene and to Des Moines. And we invite all of our friends to see us do stand-up all the time. And they're like, we get it. You do stand-up.
You tell jokes.
So we wanted to do something where we could be ourselves and tell stories and have our friends come up and have a different theme. So it's been a ton of fun.
And you'll take like questions. You guys handle everyday type questions and scenarios, stuff like that. Oh, I mean, kind of like the Ladies Room. I don't feel like you guys are ripping me off at all.
Do we have your permission?
We were talking about you guys.
Well, you have brunch.
Yeah. Brunch is ours.
Why didn't I think of breakfast?
That's where you blew it, Cole.
This would probably be much more popular segment if I offered breakfast.
Ding,
like, you guys come
ding,
on and give you a bagel. But you guys talk about a bunch of different stuff. So that sounds like fun. Now, where can people go to get information if they want to come see you do this?
We have a Facebook page, and it's called Brunch with the Basics.
Okay.
And it's updated on the regular. We also have a hashtag on Instagram, Brunch with the Basics.
Awesome.
So
very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I know one of the topics you guys covered, and we were talking about this out in the lobby, is what did you do the last time you saw the ex-boyfriend? 280-1025. You have a good story.
Hannah's a good one.
Yeah. Well, so when my ex and I broke up, it didn't end well.
That happens.
So I had kind of a difficult time. And I saw him. I was driving downtown, and he worked downtown at the time. I don't know where he works. That's a lie. We're still friends on LinkedIn. but anyway, I knew it was a new job, and I saw him walking outside with his coworkers, and I hadn't really seen him like since the breakup, and I was like, okay, Hannah, be cool, and I'm not cool. And so I honked at him, and I waved with like the biggest smile, and then I flipped him off. And then I smiled and waved again, and like it was in front of all of his coworkers, and he saw me, and he just gave me like a deer in the headlights look. And
so he did see you give him the bird. He saw it.
Oh, yeah. And it was a hard bird. Like, oh, I like let it linger.
Yes.
Because I did it the rest of the light, and then I just like scooted away when the light turned green.
At least you made a statement, like you were saying something. The last time I saw one of my exes, I just hid. It was at the state fair. I saw him approaching a cash machine, and we were going to run into each other, and I hid. I just.
What did you hide behind?
The cash machine.
Exactly.
But long corn dog.
Which is unlike me, because usually I'm fairly social and I want it, but I just didn't. I did not want to manage that situation. I had my kids with me, and I'm like, oh, this is just... Plus, probably I didn't have makeup on. I mean, let's be honest. I just didn't feel like I was on par for the visit. Yeah, I was sweaty.
It's not how the Twilight Zone should go. They shouldn't.
That's right.
They shouldn't show up and go, locked out.
Dodge that. Exactly. All right.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.